This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the World Championship. Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Tampa Bay Rays and all the other Major League Baseball teams are getting ready to get it going next week as the baseball season will open up. And we're broadcasting two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There, got all that taken care of. Joining us right now to start out our number one, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out with a sad note tonight. Boulder, Colorado, a grocery store massacre left 10 dead, including a police officer. The suspect was taken into custody, and the really bad thing about all of this is that around 2:30 yesterday afternoon, 10 people, including a heroic police officer who went into the sounds of gunshots, apparently he did manage to get at least one shot off, and it's believed that he shot the assailant, the suspect, in the leg, which is why we saw someone being let out in handcuffs, shirtless with a pair of shorts, bleeding from the leg. That apparently was inflicted by the officer who succumbed from his wounds. The suspect, of course, was injured. He's in custody. The officer is identified as Eric Talley, 51. He had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010. And I will say this one time and one time only. I am not going to tell you what the suspect's name is. We do not do that. We don't give them one second of glory when they take out the life of one of our brothers in blue.
That's exactly right, Captain. Absolutely. And this all took place at a King Soopers grocery store.
Yep, familiar with them.
In Boulder. And we understand, Captain, this is quite an odd a part of this. Evidently, part of his family were in line for COVID-19 vaccination shots.
Correct.
So right now, at least at this hour, we don't have any real understanding of what a possible motive is. They're still investigating, of course. Now, someone who, as you mentioned, person who was bleeding from the leg, that is the thought to be the shooter that they let out in handcuffs, put him on a gurney. So presumably they are going to be able to conduct the investigation and ask him all kinds of questions, obviously. So, but we don't know what the motive is. But nevertheless, Captain, this is a tragic, tragic story. But it yet it is a heroic story of the police officer who lost his life because, yes, he did run into the danger. Yes.
And apparently this guy was seen in the parking lot headed into the grocery store in tactical gear with some type of weapon, some type of rifle, long rifle, and one of the customers ran inside to warn the management people, and they did manage to get people out of the way. It might have been a lot worse. We don't know.
Yes, exactly right. So we'll see how this investigation unfolds, and as we get more information, we'll bring it.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We won't keep him waiting this time. We've got Mike in Clearwater, the honorary mayor. What's up?
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? Very tragic story, what happened in Colorado, no doubt. And one of the things I'm going to mention is that despite all this, President Joe Biden wants to end the federal death penalty. So, you know, dangerous, heinous, unthinkable criminals that have done horrific things apparently are going to be allowed to live when they should be removed so that they're no longer a problem to society. But the more important thing that I want to touch upon, Kyle, over the summer, remember I said we have reasonable Democrats and we have radical Democrats. I want to reach out my hand and pat our reasonable Democrats on the back. A lot of them are starting to come after the administration over this border crisis that we have. Now, he's made it to where they can't do right along. You know, you can only run and you can only hide for so long. But there's apparently brave men and women that work in the border patrol that are posting pictures that are saying, look, this is what's going on. And I want your opinion, Kyle. I think that this is just the beginning. With all these things that are about to come down the pipe, I really believe that our reasonable Democrat friends are going to stand up and say, you know what, this is ridiculous. We're already starting to see it. So what do you think, Kyle? And thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, Kyle, the pictures that he's talking about are probably the ones that appeared compliments of a Democratic lawmaker who was down on the border on a fact-finding mission. Now, he apparently did not take these pictures that that showed up yesterday on the Internet. It was someone else took them. We don't know who it was. We're not going to know who it was. But they got out there, and we saw some very decrepit conditions.
Yes, we certainly
all right,
do.
Well, hold it. You'll have to answer on the other side of the break here. All right, but when we come back, we'll talk about that because there were some very decrepit conditions. You know, the cages are still there, down there on the border, where the kids were being held and some of the adults were being held. But this time, the cages have plexiglass on them, along with the cage. There you go. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, that's what we're going to do in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I talked to Pete and Seth Talbot yesterday on the telephone. That was pretty neat. And they were telling me that they were getting some really good reports from people that had bought Relief Factor, compliments of this show. And they were saying that it was working very well for them. And they asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm doing fine. And told them about every time I have a problem, I just take a little extra packet of Relief Factor, and it works. And, of course, they like that. And one of these days, I may wind up doing a commercial for them. They also asked me about that, and I said, sure, I'd be happy to. But anyway, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that does help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which goes right to the source of the pain and either lowers or eliminates the pain altogether. It is 100% drug-free. No fooling. No drugs in this product at all. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins, which is why those ingredients I just told you about support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're in. Now, it comes in convenient individual packets. It supports the rehealing process to healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 to start out with the 3-week quick start. That's all, $19.95. Now, that gets it all going. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order it, and you'll be in like Flynn. And you try it for the 3 weeks, and if it works, you don't need to do anything. You'll continue to get it after that. But if you want to cancel it, all you got to do is call them up or send them an email message and say, nope, didn't work. But I've got very few people that have told me that the product has not worked. And, again, thank you very much for your support along the way. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good. Hey, Captain.
All right. I've got a caller here. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sarasota. This is Dennis again.
Hi, Dennis. What's up?
Yeah, I've got a way in here on this, a little bit different perspective, if I may.
Go ahead.
I understand a lot of people have problems in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. But I, for one, have been watching this for years, decades. We always have to stick our nose into everybody else's business. And, the time eventually has to come when we stop trying to be the be-all and the end-all for everybody else and try to solve their problems. God is perfectly aware of what's going on, and we're trying to do his business for him. And I think it's time we stop, because that's one reason why we have a $20 trillion or $26 trillion so-called federal deficit.
It's actually 22, but go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dennis, elections have consequences. Tell that to all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Dennis. Right. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Yep, take care.
Okay. No, elections have consequences, Kyle. I mean, you reap what you sow. If more people on the other side, whether you believe it or not, voted for somebody else, then you're stuck with it till the next time around, and you got to do something about it. And by the way, Kyle, I'll say it again. The time to do that starts right here, right now, today. Get involved in your local and your state elections coming up this fall. Get the people in there that you believe will do the job, because the majority of those people in there are somewhere along the line going to move up the ladder somehow, some way, someday.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And as we look at the consequences of the previous election, sort of getting back to what Mike was asking about, you know, we're seeing now that a lot of these things are fragmenting. The Democrats are starting to fragment because some of these Democrats, like the one who the representative from Texas who released those pictures of the processing centers, right? This is all sort of blowing up in the administration's face. The last thing they want is to have any kind of legitimate discussion about what's happening at the border, because that knocks them off their message. They just want to get done what they want to get done. And I think a lot of this has to do with the transparency that was promised, the access that was expected, because I think the press got very used to having Donald Trump walk out by the helicopter and talk to him for a while. And now Biden can't even talk to them hardly at all, maybe for 15 seconds or something. And Lord only knows how the press conference is going to go on Thursday.
Okay, LJ just chimed in here and asked us a question. Please tell us Republicans are going to court over the Biden executive decisions on the border. Yes, they are. There is a class action suit that's been brought by 12 states, not only along the border, but also the state of Florida is involved in that, because, believe it or not, because of the water that's here, Florida is a border state with Cuba and with people that come in by the boats and all that sort of stuff. But they are involved in a class action suit. It's all there. Why hasn't it been done more expeditiously? Because nobody has been able to pick it up at a court level. It's on the docket to be heard somehow, some way, somewhere. It's in the federal court system, and they're going to drag their feet on it if they can, I'm sure.
Well, that's right. That's right. And, generally speaking, the policies of the Biden administration are not all that popular. Let's just face it. They're trying to run through all these things. So there are going to be these court challenges. And then the voters, both Republican, Democrat, and even those who are independent or express no party preference, they are going to be becoming very, very frustrated with this administration very quickly.
Okay. I think I know who's on the line. We're going to go over there. We've got 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, nothing to see here at the border. Well, while the Democrats shut your state down, Joe Biden's letting illegals in here with no COVID vaccine, no nothing, okay? You're stupid. You're stupid. Your governor is a disgrace. That's astounding the Constitution. And if you don't think the Democrats control the courts, they do control the courts. It's another disgrace. Let me say something to the true blacks who grew up with me in the Bronx. No white, no woman, no man has the right to shut your state down or tell you you can't go to work and make $250,000 or $400,000 like Joe Biden makes and have to stay home and make your $1,400. Tell your politician to stick their $1,400 where the sun don't shine and give me the $250,000 because I'm going back to work and opening up my state. God bless you. Go Oral Roberts in the NCAA basketball tournament and make sure you thank Jesus for victory. And amen.
Go Oral Roberts. That was a good one. They beat Florida the other night. Okay, real quick, I think I know who this is. Is this Dan the Man?
Yeah, this is kind of off topic, but you mentioned the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I did.
And I think if the Republicans, if they have a case, they're going to win. It's going to be the state attorney general taking the Biden administration to court on the XL pipeline.
That's what they're – oh, okay. That's in there too, by the way.
Yeah, because that was actually that's a law passed by both houses of Congress. It was enacted. Obama didn't veto it. He hem-hawed around about it verbally. You know, oh, we need this environmental impact statement.
Okay, let me stop you for a second. We're going to be going to break here, but I want to get this in there. Are you aware of the fact that the United States government is paying millions of dollars a day while the fence is not being built to the contractors because of the contract they had with the government? If it was stopped by no problem of their own, that they had to be paid as if they were still working on the fence. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And that's another one that can go to the Supreme Court because that law with the fence goes back to Reagan in 86.
Mm-hmm.
And it sat dormant. But what I was trying to say was Biden signed an executive order ending the construction of the XL pipeline. And now they are arguing, no, you can't do that. You cannot executive order into a law when it was mm-hmm. passed by Congress. Congress has the responsibility for interstate commerce.
And those guys are still getting paid, even though they're not working on the what we call the wall down there.
The wall. Mm-hmm. The way it was financed. But, yes. Yeah, but I still think that's bread and butter issues, you know, especially when it comes to the wall and the XL pipeline, because those are guys our union.
Sure.
The XL pipeline people are all laid off now.
Yeah.
So, but that's kind of where I wanted to head. There's going to be some bright spots for the Republicans, and they're going to bring it to the Supreme Court. And I think of all of them, the XL pipeline, I think if you stand a chance of having that reversed and started up again, it's that one.
Okay. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to let you go because you had a chance to say a couple of really good points there that I'm sure people are going to pick up on, and I appreciate your call when you call us.
Okay. Well, Captain Kyle, I will talk to you later on in the week.
All right. Thanks very much. Stand a man. And, Kyle, did you know that about the contractors down there and on the border wall?
Yeah, well, again, yes, that's a very, very interesting point that
you
brought out.
And to be honest with you, I think the guys in the Keystone Pipeline, their check stopped because of the agreement they had that wasn't the same. But down there on the border with the border wall, they are still being paid, even though they're not working because of the way the contracts were set up. Way to go, contractors. and they can't do anything about it. They got to keep paying them. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Over.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. 10 people are dead, including one police officer, after a Monday shooting at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. Police say they have one suspect in custody who is being treated for injuries. The officer killed has been identified as 51-year-old Boulder police officer Eric Talley. Officer Talley joined the Boulder Police Department in 2010. Police say they expect the investigation to take no less than 5 days to complete. No details about the suspect or the charges they may face have been released. And Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks announced Monday that he will run to replace Senator Richard Shelby, who announced that he would not run for re-election in 2022. Brooks joins former Ambassador to Slovenia Linda Blanchard in the GOP primary, which is expected to attract several more candidates. Brooks is a six-term congressman currently representing Alabama's 5th District. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, mystery radio guy that did that liner for me. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance Company, spelt G-E-I-C-O. Remember, their website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and Geico has, in fact, been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your favorite talk radio host at night. And your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. They can do all that for you. But here's where the rubber meets the road and you really save money. You bundle it with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy that you can also get through Geico, and you will save even more money. So, the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, go there, and you can either get a quote right there off the website, or they'll give you the name of your insurance agent, or you can go sit down in person and have a chat with them and see what they can do for you to save you money. I've been with them going on just about 17 and a half years right now, and they have done a great, great, great job for me. Very happy with them. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, moving along here, the border is obviously going to get a lot of discussion. We don't even have to mention it, and it's already in everybody's mind, because the White House has spent weeks denying that the surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexican border should be called a crisis. And yesterday when we saw these videos that came out, thanks to Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar, who, by the way, was no friend of the Trump administration, but yet I believe he's on the side of what's right and what's wrong. And what we saw yesterday was absolutely wrong, the way those kids were on the floor on, for the lack of better words, they weren't even a mattress. It was a pad they were laying on, and that's what they were sleeping in. And then they had everybody wrapped like in plastic all around them, and I mean, it just didn't look right to me. And I mean, they were stacked in there. They were really loaded up in there. You notice that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Two-thirds of the voters polled in the latest Rasmussen poll believe that it is a crisis, and they blame Joe Biden for it with his words that he uttered even before he was president.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you go back to the campaign and so forth. But again, this is really starting to hit a critical mass. And the very fact that now we even have people in the media, we have this Democratic representative that you mentioned, you know, they're seeing this with their own eyes now. And part of the anger, too, is that this is the first time we're seeing this with our own eyes. The Biden administration has had essentially the media blackout, and now we know the reasons why they would do such a thing. They did not want this getting out. And I can only imagine, Captain, the kinds of questions the president will get if he follows through with this scheduled news conference. There's one thing that I think we know, and that is that he will not be able to handle a very contentious news conference. And I do think the media is going to get to the point here, even so, as much as they are more or less, on the side of Joe Biden and generally speaking his policies, they are also, I think, getting very frustrated with the lack of access, as I mentioned before, and the very fact that they can't actually do their jobs, per se, because it will get the Biden administration off message if they do too much digging here. So we may really see some fireworks coming up here.
Well, speaking of fireworks, they're taking bets around the world on how long it'll be before Joe Biden collapses and Kamala becomes the president. You know that, right?
Yeah, these are not good signs because, again, we're only just a couple of months into this new administration. People around the world are allies, of course, but even those who would be our foes, because of whatever their potential, their makeup is basically politically, the message that Joe Biden is sending is not a good one. And what that does is it exposes America, it exposes our allies as well.
There have been two things of significance that have happened in the past 5 days. First was falling up the steps, trying to jog up the ramp to get into the airplane. Now, Barack Obama was about maybe 30 years younger than Joe Biden, or around that, 25 to 30 years younger. And he did do that. He would jog up the steps. It seemed doing that all the time, right?
Yeah, that was his thing, yeah.
Yeah, well, guess what? Joe Biden tried to do the same thing. It was obvious. He got about halfway up, tripped the first time, went partially down, went another couple of steps, tripped the second time, trying to do the same thing again, jog up the steps. And then he got up there a little bit further, and he went totally down. And the question was asked of Jen Psaki at a press conference yesterday whether or not Biden actually saw a doctor after the fall, and she dodged the question and didn't answer it.
You see, that is a major mistake. I mean, that's almost a rookie error, basically.
That's not a rookie error.
Well,
that's a big mistake, period.
Well sure. But
she's no rookie.
Well, what they want to do, though, is they want to, you know, just sort of brush past it. The real answer to give was, well, sure, there's a doctor on Air Force One.
You bet there is.
And mm-hmm. So, of course, the doctor would have come over and looked at his knee, because the president quite obviously brushed on his knee or rubbed on his knee like he had hurt it, like any of us would do.
Well, when he got up on the top of the ramp, he obviously took a couple of steps and limped.
Yes, exactly.
Limped. It was obvious. And then took a step going into the plane and limped again going into the plane.
Well, exactly. And it would just be reasonable to believe that a doctor or a paramedic, somebody who's on the plane, who's just going to check out the president. Mr. President, are you okay? You took a tumble there. How are you feeling, sir? And all she had to do was say, yeah, doctor looked at him, everything's fine. But to pretend like it didn't happen or we're not going to answer that, it only leads to more speculation, and probably now for good reason. Why the heck she wouldn't say what happened is not good.
Well, people need to understand, this is the person they elected. We were telling them months ahead of time, actually 2 years prior to the election, 2 years prior, that Biden wasn't the same Biden that we'd seen before. We were starting to see signs that were concerning. And you and I talked about it. Frank and I talked about it. Of course, Frank Silvato's former paramedic with the Chicago Fire Department, and myself with my 25 years experience as an EMT and a paramedic. And we started to talk about the things that we were noticing that weren't right. We've talked to doctors. We've had different people on the program, medical people. They've all said the same thing. There's something not right about Joe Biden. But yet, why is the mainstream media totally ignoring it? They should be all over Jen Psaki and company about this because it's obvious.
Well, of course. And I do think that we may see sort of a slow burn on this a little bit for them to kind of ramp up to some kind of speed on it, because what's happening is it's becoming more and more obvious. It's not something that even the media can easily sweep under the rug.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If his leg did give out on him, what happens if he comes down the ramp, his leg gives out? Guess where he's going?
We don't want to think
about
that.
All the way to the bottom.
Yeah, because, again, this is an elderly person, and obviously, for obvious reasons, more susceptible in many ways to serious injury from that kind of a fall. And so I think, Captain, what we're going to find, when he goes up and down the stairs, it's going to be very deliberate. There's going to be a protocol to this at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll have to hold on to the railing. They may even have somebody right next to him. I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see something like that.
Well, you're right. And we do have some medical people that are in the chat room, by the way. And so there you go. They're aware of this. Eric is one of them. We've talked about this back and forth. All right, well, we're getting ready to go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report here. Going to be looking at some weather, quite a bit of weather out there tonight to talk about as we've got another storm system that's building up. But for those of you that haven't heard, there was a horrible shooting yesterday in Boulder, Colorado. 10 people killed, including a police officer who was the first officer in to respond. Apparently he came into the store, gun drawn, to address and counter the shooter, and got involved in being shot himself. And it appears, and this is what I'm hearing, I've not had any confirmation, but from the people I know that were on the scene that I've talked to, firefighters, it appears that he at least got off one shot and hit the shooter in the leg on the way down before he succumbed to his injuries. All right. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Well, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And the lights are burning blue tonight. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia. Way just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thank you for tuning in, listening in. Thank you for being on that wall for the rest of us. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stops all across the country. Make sure that you stop in there when you see the big old sign out there and tell them you were listening to me on the Captain's America Third Watch talk about them on the radio, and the reason you stopped is because I said you get yourself a free cup of coffee, and guess what? You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. But while you're there, join the Drivers Club. Take advantage of all the things that that'll give you. Alrighty, then we're going to get cranked up and fired away here. Here we go.
Now, love's a feeling, pay my rent.
Kyle, who is that group?
That is Poison.
All righty, and that's a song called Nothing But a Good Time. That's one of Brooke's favorites that she asked me if I'd keep it around to play when she comes on, but that's not the one we're going to play this morning because she wants to play something different, and she's not on today anyway. Amanda's on, so I'm going to play something different, and that'll be a little bit of fun. But that's one of Brooke's list, so how about that?
Very cool. Yeah, that goes back to 1988. Poison, and a part of their one of the genres is hair metal. Remember hair metal back in the day?
No, I don't. Nope, sorry.
Back then, yep.
All right, I remember Nine Inch Nails though, because one of my two of my trucks hauled their act from L.A. when they packed up out of L.A. and went out on tour and started up in Cleveland at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, I mean, you talk about what a crowd. Holy smokes.
Wow.
I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, a storm in the South Plains will produce showers and thunderstorms with locally heavy rain across the plains. Now, some storms could be severe with damaging winds and large hail. A wintry mix will be possible into the upper Midwest with strong winds in the southwest, which will create critical fire weather threats. In the meantime, a Pacific system will spread mostly mountain snow from the northwest into the Four Corners area, and we could have ourselves a system coming along, but we do have some severe storms and tornado watches going on right now in Texas. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in northern Idaho, near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We're getting reports of fog in that area right now, and, of course, that's going to impact a 4th of July pass. You've got icy patches to worry about there, but also now you've got fog to contend with as well. So if you're traveling up along I-90 through that area, please be very careful indeed. Winter weather advisory in northern Montana. This is going to be in the Great Falls area on I-15. Also near Bozeman, winter weather advisory coming along I-90. Winter weather advisory in northern Wyoming coming down I-90 there as well. Then down in Colorado, you've got winter weather advisories in the southern part of the state right now, which turn into winter storm watches as you head on down Interstate 25 into New Mexico and Santa Fe, Albuquerque area as well, all the way over to Gallup, New Mexico. Fire weather warning, a little different in the southern southwestern corner of New Mexico. Wind advisory in the southeastern corner of Arizona tonight. And we've got wind advisories all over the map as well. It's starting up in California, just as we were talking about last night, I believe. We're starting to see some of the wind kick up throughout the Southern California area, Mojave Desert, High Desert area. This is also going to be around in the Las Vegas area and also most of central Nevada. Now, up near Reno and Carson City, coming across I-80, you've got a lake wind advisory tonight. Wind advisory also in Northern California and Sacramento. That area all the way north up to about Redding with a freeze warning, by the way. This is going to be in the along Highway 101. This is going to be north of Santa Rosa and south of Redway. So be careful there tonight. Seattle and Portland looking at a day of respite from the rain before it returns on Wednesday.
Okay, I'm going to start with the most severe weather, and it happens to be in the San Antonio area right now over towards New Braunfels, Texas. You've got a tornado watch going on, severe thunderstorm warning with a tornado watch through that area. There is a severe line of storms. I'm watching it on the radar here moving across that area right now. It's over San Antonio as we speak, and it's headed up Austin in that direction towards Austin, but just south of there, New Braunfels, Texas. And by the way, let's not forget that you're going to have these storms bouncing around today over that away, because it's going to look like that in the eastern part of Texas, on up I-30 into Arkansas, into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, across the northern half of Louisiana, along I-20, over into Mississippi, pretty much up the Mississippi River, all the way up to Memphis, and on the other side of Little Rock, straight south on down to about Shreveport. And you do have rain right now, and a lot of it with some flooding, localized flooding going on in the local areas. The southern part of Mississippi, the southern part of Louisiana, you might have some flooding down there in the New Orleans area, in the typical lower portions for our listeners down there listening to us in New Orleans. So be careful there. And moving up to the north, southeastern Nebraska, we do have some flood watches and warnings through there. Again, streams are way up over the banks, which is what's been happening with everything that's been going on. And then one last little thing here, the east side, the Atlantic coast, from, again, right about Norfolk, Virginia, on down to offshore Savannah, Georgia, you have got a gale force winds, and it's offshore with the winds up to 40, 45 miles an hour out about 20 miles, but right along the shoreline they've got gusts of wind 15 to 25 miles an hour. So be advised that might cause your port skippers to declare a small craft warning, and that's what we got. And oh, by the way, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And as I said, you want to join the Drivers Club. It's one thing just to go in there and go, well, Jeb told me I got a free cup of coffee. Join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for everything you buy in the restaurant, everything you buy in the store, and for the fuel you buy at the pumps, and you could save a whole bunch of money on down the line, couldn't you, Kyle?
Well, that's absolutely right, and it's easy to download as well for the app for a Pilot and Flying J, either Android or iOS, your iPhone, and they've got all kinds of great things laying in store for you on that.
Yeah, and the RVers that are out there, same thing goes for you. They got an RV club. Stop on by and get yourself involved in the fuel program they got there. And when you're traveling cross country, the more fuel you buy, the cheaper it gets. It's that simple. So there you go. And keep in mind that it's all about, at the Flying J, taking care of those folks that are out on the highway. That's what they do, and they're the best at it. That's why they're number one in the country. All righty, we will be right back. Hour number two. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I don't go anywhere. And Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.